This is the Curious Human Podcast. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and I am so grateful to have you here joining me for the Soul Expansive Experience. My intention for each episode is to weave together storytelling, insight, and in-depth conversations that provide you with tools to support your evolution, embody your wellness practices, and understand yourself more deeply. Here you'll hear from me alongside thought leaders and impactful voices, and we're talking about all the things that pique your curiosity and will inspire you to step into an aligned and expansive expression of your life. Topics like health, spirituality, psychology, the Enneagram, wellness, and creativity. I believe that you were put on this earth just as you are, with your own unique gifts, story, lessons, and infinitely curious spirit by design. So together, let's nurture our curiosity, unearth our potential for evolution and growth, and support each other as we do our best navigating this wild ride we call life. Hi, and welcome to the final episode of season one of the podcast. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and it has been my absolute pleasure to host so many soul expansive conversations with inspiring humans from around the world this past year. I don't have to tell you that 2020 has been a wild year, but it began in the sweetest way with the launch of this podcast. We had a live event in Winnipeg with my dear friend and co-founder of Prairie Yogi and Prairie Love Festival, the amazing and creative Monique Pontel. And it's ending with the Prairie Collective, which is the evolution of that business, and my first business baby closing its doors and this chapter coming to an end. While the pandemic most definitely impacted and contributed to this ending, it's definitely not a great time to be in the events industry. But the truth is, I knew long before I ever heard the word COVID that this chapter was meant to close. And as we wrap up this seven-year chapter of holding space for thousands of curious humans seeking to move, breathe, connect, and grow, there's a really important lesson here that I want to share with you about what happens when you receive messages and clarity from the universe and you don't listen. Ironically, I knew it was the end at the last Prairie Love in 2018. It was the last class and hosted by my favorite teacher, Ali Maz, and it was all on intuition, what feels like yes in your body and what feels like no. So we worked through this really powerful practice of connecting to our yes and connecting to our no and learning to listen to that powerful space in the belly and the gut that can provide us with so much clarity. At the end of the practice in Shavasana, I had an aha moment. And it seemed like the universe and nature were fully supporting me in that moment. The clouds parted and this torrential downpour came down. And we're in this tent. So the sound of the rain on the tent in Shavasana felt like this opportunity to fully clear away the lies that we tell ourselves, to fully cleanse that which is not serving us. And in that moment, I had an extreme moment of clarity, and my heart whispered, "This is a no. This is a no." Just so I could hear it, repeated it a few times. My head started to question, "What do you mean this is a no? This is my work. This is the space where my passion and purpose feel ignited and alive. This can't be a no. This is a no." We came up from Shavasana and I was in tears. I looked at my partner and said, "This is over. This is done. I'm done. This is a no." I spoke those words aloud, and my partner, who had been picking up the brunt of parenting for our six-week-old daughter, because I was trying to impossibly juggle new motherhood, with entrepreneurship and being a good partner and failing miserably. And so he said, okay, it's a no. Good. We stood up and started walking back to start the teardown of what would be the last Prairie Love Festival. And this woman stopped me and she said, Rochelle, I need you to know how transformative these weekends have been for me. These festivals make me a better mother, a better partner, a better coworker. And I need you to know that your work is important and valued. Thank you. My first feeling and thought was, oh, well, they make me a worse partner. Putting on these festivals and doing this work makes me a worse mother. Doing this work makes me a worse friend because I am unable. I have nothing left to give to the people in my life who matter the most because I'm spending so much energy collectively holding space for others, but not for myself. And so as I drove home from Birds Hill Park, I was conflicted by those feelings from my heart and my gut, that clarity of communication that this was a no. And then all the testimonials and words coming in from all these different places of how impactful and important this work was. And so I did what so many of us do. I didn't listen. I rationalized. I used my logical mind to decide for myself what was a yes, rather than listening to my feeling body who knew it was a no. And then on top of that, I doubled down. Instead of listening and saying, this is the end, I rationalized and thought, well, maybe this could be the beginning. I'll rebrand, I'll reinvent, and we'll recreate. I'll invest everything I have to make this work because of that thinking mind that told me that this was the only way to live my purpose and live my passions. And not listening to that inner voice. I will consider one of the greatest mistakes I've made to date. And so in these last 2 years since that no, I invested everything we made into building a digital platform, rebranding, hiring people, and giving it everything. I thought, this won't be a no if I try harder. I went and saw an Akashic Records reader because even as we were starting that process of rebranding and I was putting aside what I really wanted to do, what felt like yes, which was stepping into my own voice, my own brand, my own work. And I went and saw an Akashic Records reader and she said to me, you know, that Rochelle Taylor is what you need to focus on. Rochelle Taylor is your purpose. And I negotiated with her. Well, could it be the Prairie Collective and Rochelle Taylor? Could both of those exist? And she said, okay, well, yeah, if you had a link to Prairie Collective within your space, sure, I guess that could work. But what would really work is your space. And I didn't listen and instead clung to that, okay, I can make Prairie work. I can make Prairie work, so I'm going to. And in that 2 years, we hosted 4 festivals, 5 festivals, 3 in real life, 2 online, and then 1 in real life retreat at Falcon Lake. And I can tell you, none of those festivals, none of those experiences paid me a penny. And we ran them very similarly to how we had run festivals in the past that had been profitable. And if you are an entrepreneur and know entrepreneurs, you know you're the last to get paid, right? Everyone else gets paid first. And luckily, none of those events or festivals lost money. We broke even always, but there was never enough at the end to reward me for the work in that energetic frequency that is money. And I couldn't figure it out. Logically, there was no reason why I shouldn't be reaping that benefit from all that work, because on paper, it was the same. It was the same as the years past. It was set up in the same way. On paper, we actually expanded, right? We had more people, more days, more events, but things would always happen, or there would always be something come up that it didn't work that I would receive that energetic support. And now, of course, because hindsight is 2020 and 2020 is all about that hindsight, it was because I went against that moment of absolute clarity. The universe always has your back. The universe always has your back, even when it doesn't feel like it. Even when in those moments I thought, what the fuck? Why isn't this working, right? Why aren't you supporting me? I'm putting everything I have, working everything I can, and sacrificing so many moments with my daughter to try to make this work. And I'm not receiving that support. And the reason, of course, was because I was pursuing a no. My body knew it was no, and my mind overrode that powerful message. And the universe has your back. It's going to support you when you are living in alignment. Before that moment, before I heard that no, the universe fully supported that work, right? Because it did feel like a yes. But in that moment, it shifted and it was a no. So from that moment on, literally from that moment on, the universe no longer supported that work for me. Okay, so what can we learn here? Because all the hard times of our lives, all the ends, offer so much wisdom and insight that before we close and move on to the next, which is an important piece, is the moving on to the next, of course. But before we do that, it's important to reflect and learn the lessons. My dad, my greatest teacher, Tom Taylor, one of his final lessons before he died was to remind us that it is okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them. So what felt like my greatest mistake, not listening to that insight, that profound no that I heard so clearly, and then carried on for 2 years, investing energetically so much into this, before we close, before I move on to what feels like yes, and step into alignment with the universe, fully trusting and knowing that the universe is going to support me as long as I continue with that yes, I need to reflect back and learn the lessons and hopefully pass them on so that you don't spend 2 years investing into something that feels like no and coming up against obstacles and feeling stuck and not understanding why you're not receiving that energy, that frequency, that payoff that you so want. Okay. So it's coming back to feeling it out. For me, who is a visionary and a dreamer and an Enneagram 7, who has lots of ideas and the boldness to jump right on them and risk and go ahead and move forward, for me, it's actually been a big practice of slowing down. Slowing down every time I feel like posting, right? Does this feel like yes? Or am I just doing this because I have it on my to-do list to post 5 times this week? If you're coming from a place of that logistical, rational thinking, you're not coming from a place of moving from your absolute yes. So for me, it's been a lot of slowing down and really feeling it through. Like when I'm writing a post or thinking about a reel or whatever it is, to close my eyes, drop into the heart. Does that feel like yes? And if you're unfamiliar of what yes and no feels like in your body, I invite you to create the container and to consider, you know, the moments in your life that have felt like yes, fully and completely, and then feel where you feel that in your body. And the moments and relationships and people that have felt like no, and you pursued them anyways, how that felt in your body. And reflect on the outcome of those no's. What happened? Can you learn from those experiences? And so creating that container of self-awareness is the beginning of living a life in alignment that will create the circumstances that allow the universe to support you. The universe wants to support you in giving you what you want, but only if it comes from that authentic place of a hell yes. For those of you who follow me on Instagram, you may know that I'm almost done a 100-day meditation challenge. And at the beginning of 2020, that was one of my goals, was to complete a 100-day meditation challenge. And because I was so incredibly busy trying everything I could possibly think of to make this business that I knew was a no work, I had a couple of failed starts at the beginning of the year. But as things closed down and the benefits of meditation became so apparent and the need to nurture and honor my mental health, I was able to finally commit to this 100-day meditation challenge in September. And I'm almost done. And really, it's been a game changer on all levels and a truly transformative experience. It's given me the container to consider my yes and no, to feel through ideas that I have and actions that I'm taking to really figure out, is this an alignment? Is this a yes? And so I know that times are hard right now, that we're all feeling unsteady and uneasy and unsure. But if you feel pulled to use this space to consider what's next, to consider that this is actually a beautiful once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reinvent your work, to reinvent how you move through the world, because we're all in coming inward into our own spaces and being asked to stay home and sit with ourselves. And so you can choose to sit with yourself binging on Netflix, which, don't get me wrong, I of course do. But you can also choose to sit with yourself intentionally to create daily space for clarity and connection. And that is going to help you to consider how you want to emerge. When we all come out of our spaces, you have the opportunity to come out as whoever you want to be. How I'm choosing to emerge is as a guide for others who want to step into alignment, who want to heal and evolve into their highest level of self. The 7-day meditation challenge begins on November 30th and is space for less screen time and more insight. This is space for you to elevate your emotional, physical, and mental health and discover a deeply nurturing practice that is meditation. This offering is for anyone curious about meditation and unsure where to begin, or anyone meditating already but craving accountability, connection to community, and some new practices, or for anyone navigating big shifts and seeking to connect with that inner guidance as they move through a challenging and changing moment. The 7-day meditation challenge includes 7 guided meditations that are recorded, so you can take them at any time in your day that works best for you, daily intention emails with journaling prompts, digital graphics to keep you accountable and inspired and share your commitment, And everyone who completes the challenge will be entered to win a Canadian-made meditation prize pack valued at over $150 that supports Canadian small business. And if you register before Sunday, November 22nd, you'll get an invite to attend a bonus Full Moon Yin live stream practice with me, where we really start to feel in and work into the body and connect to that deep inner knowing. I would love if you felt called to join me. I've made this practice really accessible in its pricing so that as many people who feel that they want to start this work to create this consistent container for that inner wisdom, that it's accessible and available to you. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this episode, for everyone who has contributed to the chapter of my life that is closing. The Prairie Collective has taught me invaluable lessons, including this one, that the universe will not support you when you are not living in alignment with your inner wisdom. I hope you feel called to join me on this meditation challenge. I'll link registration into the show notes. It's also linked on my Instagram profile, Rochelle_Taylor. I'm Rochelle Taylor. My purpose is to connect curious humans with their inner compass, remember the nurturance of nature, and unearth the wisdom within. Thank you so much.